The Leaving Cert, and as you heard in the bulletin, student, parent, teacher and school management representatives are meeting today at the Department of Education to discuss the plans for the Leaving Cert exam. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly is here to tell us more. Emma, that meeting is ongoing now, is it?
Yes, Claire, the meeting is ongoing. It began at 11:30. The rules are that no group of people should gather, and these people are gathering together, observing social distancing, obviously, but no meeting should last for more than 2 hours. So it will run presumably then until 1:30 at the earliest. So yes, ongoing.
Okay, and these concerns centre around the plans to hold the Leaving Cert on the 29th of July with 2 weeks of class time before then. And there is a belief, one that many people hold, that this just can't happen given the current public health concerns.
Yes, and that is what partly what the meeting, this advisory group has been meeting regularly, by the way, Claire, but on Friday I understand that they heard from the State Examinations Commission about the logistics of proceeding with the exams on July 29th, and the logistics are incredibly complicated because obviously you're dealing with, I think, 61,000 students who will all have to observe social distancing. One person described the practicalities that were laid out before them as sobering. However, there was a feeling among people I was speaking to yesterday evening in the education world, senior managers of schools, etc., that while it was incredibly complicated, one person said it is doable. So I think this is a case of every which way you look, there are issues. Every decision in this area unleashes a whole pile of other problems that need to be addressed. There is no, as far as I can see it, and I've been looking at it for weeks now, there is no simple solution to this.
Okay, so when we talk about a plan B, C and D, you're saying all of those options are fraught with logistical problems.
From the way I look at it, every option is fraught with problems. This advisory group that has been meeting over the past few weeks, it has only been looking at what has been called plan A by some people, the option of proceeding. They've been delving into all the logistics and all the permutations and how this could possibly be done. This advisory group has not yet turned to look at plans, other plans. Now, I think today the minister is attending this meeting, by the way, which is interesting because he hasn't attended all of the meetings, but he is attending today. And certainly the feeling from the National Parents Council Post-Primary, who I did speak to last night because they issued a statement, they were saying that they were going to push now for this advisory group to start looking at other options beyond the option of going ahead. They have been come out very strongly over the past 24 hours. They're on radio again today saying that they did not believe it was possible to run the exams. So there's a lot of disagreement and this will be partly what will be being thrashed out probably as we speak at this meeting.
There was a suggestion on Sean O'Rourke's programme a little earlier from Colm O'Rourke, the principal of St Patrick's Classical School in Navan, that there should be predictive grading, and if you're not happy with your predictive grade, then you would take an exam in August, and that you wouldn't have all of the students opting to take the exam, so that would reduce the numbers in the first place. Is that a viable solution?
You see, again, as I said, every proposal unleashes a whole pile of problems. One of the problems I would see with that immediately is that there would be students who would put all their eggs in one basket, who would say perhaps, OK, I'm going to take the predicted grade in French, in German, in biology, and I'm going to forget about those subjects now, and I'm going to go, because I know I'll get a good predicted grade from my teacher, I'm going to go hell for leather on my English and on my physics, for example. So that is one problem that unleashes it. But with predictive grading as well, you have huge issues. I mean, one teacher's H1 is another teacher's H2, for example. Teachers, I think, would be very concerned, many of them, some would be happy to do it, but others would be very concerned at giving their students results based on what I heard of one student yesterday, for example, who had not really bothered with her mocks because she was studying for the HPAT at the same time. So she put all her energy
for medicine,
the HPAT, the exam for medicine, and didn't really bother with the mocks. So there are all sorts of problems with taking exams that students, when they sat them, if they did sit them, did not have any inkling that this would actually count towards any kind of a predicted grade.
And the plan A, as it's currently constituted, there are problems with that as well, particularly for students who are planning to study abroad or in another jurisdiction, because they need their results by the end of August. Isn't that right?
Yeah, in fact, that's sort of the least of the problems. Although that is a problem for those students, but that is a relatively small number. A lot of colleges abroad have said Look, we'll wait. I mean, colleges in Poland, where students pay fees, they will want that revenue, so they will wait. I think Holland, it's the 30th of August, which, or maybe it's even into September, which might be doable. So yes, that is a problem for individual students, but there are other problems, Claire. There are problems for children who have are immunocompromised. There are problems for children who, young people who may be ill. There's a whole pile of logistical and very serious problems with going ahead with the exams as well. Okay. I mean, the bottom line with all this is to make it as fair as possible to students. There's also a very pragmatic reason for that is because, you know, there will be students who will sue if they feel, look, I was not treated fairly. I missed out on my place in dentistry as a result and I'm taking a case.
OK, and you're expecting this meeting to end shortly, but there won't be a final answer at 1:30.
I was advised yesterday that people did not expect an outcome. This is very, very complicated. My understanding is that people are working through the permutations and the problems. And also there is an attempt to keep parties on board. I mean, the teachers' unions are involved with the school managers, students. There's a whole pile of interests that need to be taken into this. Okay. So I was told that it'll be another while before we have certainty around the shape. But there is political pressure, Claire, and students are very, very anxious. And Leo Varadkar's lack of not mentioning the Leaving Cert on Friday really did upset students who previously weren't upset, weren't concerned. So there's huge anxiety and there is political pressure building on this.
Okay, well, we'll hear more about that political pressure in a moment. Emma O'Kelly, thank you for bringing us that today.